back to another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Is that Kevin Pollak? Was that? Well, the first time was the weirdest, no doubt. But once you've been in actual outer space a half dozen times, getting probed just feels like part of the deal. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say hello to Chris Anthony Alvarado. Sits tall, which makes sense because the top of your head is being clipped in the Zoom. What would a solid summer Sunday look like for you?
I'm glad you asked this question. Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
I'm going to be visiting my mother. Hi, Mom.
Yeah.
At the end of July. She lives near this lake. Let me tell you. We bought those like floaty things from Walmart.
Yeah, you did.
It's like a little ring. Mm-hmm. You run off the dock like a crazy person, right? Like a kid from those movies where you do like the, are you jumping in the air, right? And I was never that kid. I never had that childhood.
No.
But I can do it now at 41 years old. Just run and jump into the lake. My mom is happy.
And the sound again you'll make midair? Yep. That's the one. Now I would ask you to rotate the top of the laptop backwards a little bit so you don't have to slouch. Just rotate the top. There we go. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
Now he sits tall. Troubleshooting. Look out, man. Those of you tuning in, those of Patreon members, I guess, see this on the Zoom. we'll speak a little later about Chris's whereabouts. Let's move on with the show. Don't look over there. We've got Jackie Gonzalez DeRuthy. Fits in any family. What was it like meeting Matt's family for the first time? I mean, Pat's. Sorry. It says Pat's. I said Matt. I'll be all right.
Me too. I'm trying to think of when I met them for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And maybe the fact it's none that of our it doesn't stand business. Out is really good, I think.
Yeah. It's good for me.
Very personable, easygoing people. I do remember his mom touched me a lot.
Wait
like,
for it.
You know, like back very touches. Sweetly, like on the back, you know, sure. Like mothers do.
I think the word we're looking for is comforting.
Comforting. That's it. Like a comfort rub on the small of the back.
Sure.
I remember that being a thing for sure. And that's nice. That's comforting. And yeah. I did go to like a family reunion of her, it was one of the sides of the family.
Sure.
And that was like, everyone was cool. And then there was like one cousin that was like, hey, when are you having kids? I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? We're not even married. Get off my back.
Was this like a Parker Posey type of character?
Yeah.
Okay, exactly. Good. That makes me happy. And now please welcome Atul Singh, postcard guru. If enough folks who cared about you asked and paid for it, would you take a penmanship course?
I really feel like my penmanship is something unique to me, Kevin. Mm-hmm. That's an interesting question because I do see it as a personal script. And the way I connect certain letters, I don't dot I's really. Nope. Sometimes I don't cross T's or F's.
Yep.
And the loop of the F might be similar to the loop of the T. But I feel like, hey, it's something that's a tool. That's, you know, that's when you see that, it's personal. Yeah. So, but I would do a lot of things for money. So, yeah, probably.
Okay. Yeah, no, I was just looking out for those of us that you want to read what you write.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, no complaints so far, as far as I can tell.
Okay, well, let's log this one as the first complaint, shall we? Look out, it's James Heaney. Dream Heen, do you have a reoccurring dream you'd like to share?
I dream that I'm on Alchemy This, and a question comes up about a reoccurring dream. And then I talk about how when it was reoccurring, I was a child. Sure. And Lady Elaine Fairchild would bite me in the butt.
In your little butt.
And I would fall downstairs into darkness. And I'd have that dream over and over as a kid. And that's me on Alchemy This. You know what? I'm realizing now that you didn't ask that question before.
No. The answer is perfect. I'll tell you why I asked. I recently confessed as we were wrapping up season 4, you're welcome,
thank you.
Production last week. And I said to Tony Shalhoub, I fucking had this dream last night. I woke up to this horrible dream and I've had it so many times where like the FBI, NCIS team and whatnot are in my front yard digging up shit alleging that I killed and buried someone there. And Tony went white and said, I had that dream so many times. What are we feeling guilty about? He just summarized that had to have been what it was. There you go.
That's what Chris is doing there. Okay.
Chris?
Kevin, I do want to say that when I hosted one,
yep.
I made up a nickname for a tool that was Postcard Paulina, I think. Whoa. You called him Postcard Guru. And I think I asked you about a dream, James?
If it wasn't you, it was last week when Cole was here. I got asked about a reoccurring dream.
Cole.
And I realized as I was explaining my answer, I was like, I don't think actually Kevin asked me that question. So
similar-minded people. I will say, yeah. James, you're hitting the top end on your microphone a little bit. And I know that's all Doug is thinking right now.
Damn it.
But thank you for your answers, everyone. And last, but too much spam in your ham, if you think at least it's Joey Greer. Weed Whacker, what's one of your weirdest experiences scoring drugs?
Oh, my God. So
where do you begin?
A buddy of mine had a contact who in Chicago. He was like, oh, man, I know some guy who's got some weed. And I don't think it's legal there now. It wasn't then. So you had to, have a contact meet somewhere. And I don't know the city at all. It's almost winter. It's like 60, 50 degrees. Not my element. I'm scared.
Sure.
And so we pulled down this neighborhood and they all look the same. It's just like, whatever. And a portal opens up this swirling black and purple portal. And we're like, what the hell? So we get out of the car and it's just like everything has just stopped around us. The time mm-hmm. itself has just stopped moving.
Mm-hmm.
And
you drove through the portal?
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah. I
stopped the car and we got out. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
I didn't hear that part.
Okay, because you weren't paying attention.
Jack, you remember earlier when we were enjoying the story because it was real?
I was really enjoying it.
Right? Then. You giggled so wonderfully. All right, let's do a damn show. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails, which I love to read, but I will say to a couple of you, when your scene suggestion does not get into the queue, it's because it stunk just a little. Now, you don't know our criteria. I clearly need to put out some sort of manifest. But if you want to, and I encourage you, please continue to write to us. We'll get there together. If you want to be a patron VIP and slide right through all that bullshit, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like me to suggest a scene via the email, I will remind you the newish email is alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Scene one comes patron Alchemaniac Will Morris. Who wrote Will Morris, St. Louis? Okay, Kevin, I get it. I won't spend hours writing out my beautiful poetry if you're going to shit all over it. Just kidding. No hard feelings. Well, maybe a little. But half the show can't be my message. I get it. So I'll try to keep it more concise. Scene suggestion. VH1 Behind the Music, Joe Blow and the Cum Tones. Stay wacky. Love, Will the Fuck Morris.
I knew that they were going to be a smash hit the minute I heard them. And I said, I have to sign them. But it ended up being quite a bidding war.
Kiss your mama and kiss your daddy. Kiss your mama and kiss your daddy.
I've seen acts
coming through so many different places. And I'm good, thank you. Do you want some tea? We have tea. We have so much tea. It's crazy. It's all imported.
You don't think I've already had 5 gallons of tea today? Of course.
I'm just saying, we have all the tea you need. It's imported. So
I'll let you know when I want tea. Thank you.
There you go. So you just haven't touched the tea we brought. It doesn't matter. So we've had so many acts come through here.
Is it possible to get a biscuit with the tea?
Is the tea not good enough?
No, it's good, but if you got a biscuit...
We'll just wait till the tea hardens and then just eat the tea.
He needs to dry his mouth out before he wets it with the tea.
A donkey. Yeah, if you got a biscuit.
You need to dry your mouth out, there's a carpet down there. Just start biting on that. Now, listen. So a lot of acts have come through the Scarlet Temple. You know what I mean? A lot of acts. We've seen them all. We've seen... we've seen so... We've got so many... We've got the Horseshoe Boys. Titus Pimple and friends and fans.
Let's cut to it. I'm going to give you 70,000 quid. That's my offer. What's yours?
For the tea.
I'd do 80.
For the tea, for the band.
I'd do 80,000 quid, sure.
Oh, you're going 80,000. I'll go 90,000.
For the tea. We're still doing it for the tea.
For the band.
Don't go to school. Don't go to school. Don't go to school. You ain't no fool. Oh, baby.
Stop right there. Joe, you're doing great. Doing great. Bill, on the guitar.
I prefer you to call me one of the cum tones.
Bill, we're going to blend you into this band, but you're not one of the original members, all right? So,
I'm backing up Joe, so I feel like if you could call me one of the cum tones, it would help me get into the groove.
Okay, that's okay. If that's what it needs, because you are totally off here, right? You're not in the groove, so I'll call you one. All right.
Okay. Yeah, I get it. So,
Bill, do you have a name you want to go with?
I want to be, hey, cum tones. I need you to, and then whatever you say after that, I'll be like, all right, here we go.
Yeah, Bill, this is a specific issue with you.
None of the other cum tones?
Okay. No, Joe's crushing it. Did you hear that last verse he just put out?
But he's a legend.
Yeah, he's
lucky to be here with him.
VH1 presents an unprecedented look behind the music with Joe Blow and the Cum Tones.
Yeah, sorry, Tim, if we could take that from the top again. Tim, just back that up to the top, if you would, and a little less zeal. Thank you.
VH1 presents an unprecedented behind-the-scenes look at Joe Blow and the Cum Tones with a whole bunch of archival footage you've never seen before, you piece of shit.
Okay, that's my bad. Let's shoot for the middle on this one. Thanks, Pat.
Okay, yeah. VH1 presents an unprecedented look behind scenes at Joe Blow and the Cum Tones with archival footage and celebrating 25 years of music with their new platinum record of all the hits. So that just wasn't written. I just kind of ad-libbed that.
Right.
I don't know what the records.
That's fine.
We can just add something.
Yeah. Are you aware that we're also filming you doing this?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Because you're making a lot of weird faces.
I'm just so excited. Yeah. You know, I love VH1. I can't tell you. I'm a huge, huge fan. I mean, behind the music, I can't believe that we're bringing it back. I grew up on this.
We're starting to question it ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be too. Why'd you wait so long?
Sally, you don't love me anymore.
Are you? Yeah, I want to break up with you. You don't need to sing
Sally,
it out. I want to break up with you.
Please don't leave me at the door.
Joe, I need you to leave. This is my apartment. I need you to leave out the door.
Sally, I miss you.
Oh, God. You're not even gone yet. You can't possibly miss me.
Sally, I kiss you.
No, please don't. Please don't. You're repulsive to me at this point. But it's gotten to that point where now I see you and I cringe. Joe, I can't have real conversations with you. You're difficult to be with. I need this to end. I don't know how much clearer I can make that. We're broken up now, and I need you to vacate my apartment.
Give me back the CDs that I lent you.
I never used, they ended up at the bottom of my car. A bunch of people stepped on them. I don't have a CD player. My car doesn't even have a CD player.
Say bye to your mama.
What?
For me.
Oh my God.
That is scene one. That is all of scene one. I can't. Scene two comes from us from fave longtime listener, Kristen Kelly, who wrote, this particular scene idea. What would happen if a lumberjack and an identically dressed hipster traded places for a day? Hey, you, Tommy?
Yes, yeah. I...
Which one of you is Tommy?
I'm Tommy Johnson.
I thought we were switching spots today.
I thought it was tomorrow.
No,
I'm the guy switching with you today.
Oh, Jesus.
Are you
I need this
Jesus.
Coffee made. I need a couple Depot espressos made now,
okay.
Dude.
You're up. You're up, lumberjack dude. Get in there and make some coffee.
All right. Here we go.
Day hey, where were you, man? Our shift started at 4 a.m.
Hey, you don't talk to me like that.
Yeah, I do. I'm your manager.
Oh, okay. He didn't. Okay.
What the hell is that? Is that a knife?
Yeah, this guy's got a knife. Just in case
it's a long, thick knife. What the hell is this?
It's called a machete, all right? Not a long stick knife.
Well, I don't know. Can you please put that long stick knife away, please?
It's in my belt.
Well, we can't have that around. We're making coffee, okay?
Listen, Gerald, all right?
It's Gerald.
Gerald, all right? It seems like you're making up a lot of rules, but all I need to do is do my job.
Yeah, look, just put the knife away, okay? We got a lot of family, a lot of celebrity that come through here, okay?
Celebrity.
Yeah, I don't know if you know a lot of musicians, but there's a recording studio across the way. They come in here to get juiced up before they record. So yeah, have some respect and show some poise.
All right,
so welcome to the forest. Today we will be cutting down every tree you see. Any questions?
I have a question. Are these the right boots? I feel like everyone else's boots look more rugged and authentic.
Hey, Jane? Jane?
Yeah? What?
What are you fucking daydreaming again? You're not leaving this industry. Get over here, Jane.
Oh, dang.
Will you show this guy your boots?
My boots?
Jesus Christ, Jane. You're a good tree cutter. That's why
because
I keep you around.
Because they sound so much like boobs. I just want to clarify. My boots, before I whip out a boob. Okay, good. No. Then I whip out the boob.
I have a question.
I'll just take out the boob.
It has come to my attention that there might be some kind of magical beings living inside the forest. I haven't seen Hank. I have a suspicion that he's got shrunken, and he's thrust into the forest magical vibe world. And I have a fear that we might be killing him as well as all the magical creatures in the forest.
Okay. All right. And he brings up a good concern. You could look at her boots as I tell you this. Today is a different mission. We're cutting down all these trees as a sort of a search and rescue mission. We're looking for Hank.
For Tiny Hank?
Yeah.
Oh, we can't hear you in the back too well. At all. Was there something about boobs?
Look, I don't know why I agreed to do this orientation today out here, but I did. I think probably because I'm trying to be of service.
Hey, man.
You know what I mean?
Hey there. Guy here again. What do we do when we find Tiny Hank if we do?
Oh, good question. I don't know.
Cool.
I got it. Hey, did you bring your own coffee?
Yeah. Did you not?
No, I didn't bring my own coffee.
Dude,
it smells so good. It smells so fresh.
Did you want some? I mean,
is
I
that
have
a
plenty.
Depot pour over?
It smells like it.
It is a Depot pour over.
Oh my God, where did you get that? There's no depots around here. The only one I know is in the city.
Yeah, no, I brought it in from the city. I don't know.
Yeah, wow. Okay.
You don't live out here?
In the
I
woods?
Got a hammock up in the tree. That's where I'm at.
Maybe that's where I'm staying tonight. Not in your hammock. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Hey, man. It's been a while for me.
Hey, man. So it looks like you're a little scared to get out there, huh? First time cutting trees, huh?
Yeah.
I understand that. I was scared my first time, too.
Timber!
What do we do now?
We just hope to God it doesn't fall on us. No way to know where that noise came from.
There's no preparation. You just hope.
No. We're loggers.
I was going to look up.
Don't look up.
No.
That's the worst thing you can do. If a tree is falling, you look down and you drive your knees into the ground. All right? That's what you do. Safety 101. We ain't union, but we care. I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I used to be a leather worker. Then I traded jobs with a lumberman.
What sort of leather work did you do?
Gator.
Sure.
Boots. Gator mostly. Leather. Boots. Yep. Boobs. Eye patches. What was that?
Boobs.
The boots is up.
Hey, Jane, can I talk to you for a second? Jane.
What?
Look, an opportunity came across my desk that I think you might be interested in.
Okay.
You probably noticed we've been doing a lot of switch out situations with employees from the city to the forest.
Honestly, I'm in my own world, so.
Yeah.
I don't notice much.
I have conversations
with people and I enjoy my time.
All right, Jane. How would you like a job in the city?
In the city?
Wait, yeah.
Where am I going to put my hammock?
All right, Jane, what do you think cause of death is?
What I think cause of death is.
Yeah, cause of death. What do you think it is?
Stab, Stabbing.
That's right, stabbing. Okay. Okay, got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Because the hole wasn't exactly least circular like a bullet, and it was also a little bit bigger. So yeah. I
thought.
Now, would you say it's possibly a long stick knife?
I was going to say probably a stick knife. Yeah, probably a long stick knife.
Look at the eyes on that one.
Yeah, probably a sharp one too, because it was probably kept in a really nice leather, maybe gator leather sheath.
Hi, I'll have a large cold brew, please.
Would that be to stay or to go?
You know what? I'll hang out for here, please.
All right. I've whittled you this beautiful cup. This is out of oak. All right. So yeah, once you finish with it, you can just toss it anywhere, and it will just become part of nature. Look at the sides of it. Hand molded it. I actually cut this tree down a long time ago.
Who's Deborah? Looks like you put the name Deborah in a heart.
I put Deborah in everything I make.
Oh, that's Deborah nice. That's a nice touch.
Was lost to the woods.
Listen, I don't want to hear your story. What I want to do is I want to pitch you a proposal, okay? I sell cute things for a lot of money.
Well, give me examples.
Well, okay, so this is the Sunset Junction, right? This is an intelligentsia you work at, right? Mm-hmm. Every shop here sells cute things for a lot of money. Now, I get those cute things from people like you and sell them for a lot of money. Would you like to sell Deborah as a brand?
Deborah, that way she lives forever, everywhere.
I don't know, but here's what I'm thinking.
I'll never forget the day she got taken in the forest.
I'm thinking a 90-10 split, okay? I take 90% of the profits.
There you are. What the hell are you doing in here? You're Dippio. You work at Dippio. Come over. Walk into any coffee shop. That's not how it works, okay?
I can go into any forest and cut trees.
It looks like this tree was, I would imagine, felled with an axe. That's, I believe, what took this tree down.
No, I'm saying cause of death was a chainsaw. Probably the tree's cause of death was probably a chainsaw.
Listen, I've been one to check cause of death for a long time.
Yeah, but I used to chop down trees for a living.
Oh, really?
You don't get these boots from living in the city all my life. No, I'm a recent transfer. You can write down whatever you want in the report, but I'm telling you, this is a chainsaw. Cause of death for this tree is a chainsaw.
All right. So you know.
Hey, Joey. What's up, dude? It's Chris.
If you'd like to leave a message, press 1.
All right, I'll press 1. Hey, what's up, dude? It's Chris. Just chilling. Dude, I never heard of a Dippio before. A Dippo?
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Playboy?
Hey, man.
I know you don't like me calling you much.
Yeah, we've had this conversation before.
Just quick, what's...
Are you hurt?
Joey, who is it?
No, nobody. Just stay in the bath.
Is that a tool?
Yeah, it is.
You guys hanging like a...
Yeah, he's never had a salt soak before, so I'm giving him the rundown.
This water is lukewarm.
Yeah, well then, what do you want me to do, man? Make it hotter.
Just I'll let you go. I'll be quick. What's the name of that coffee shop you referenced?
The coffee shop I go to?
Yeah, you go to.
Dippio? Yeah, it's right next to Recording Brothers. They have like all the hottest acts just like right over there. And they just...
Can I get a small cappuccino?
Of course. First, I'll carve it in a piece of wood that will make your...
Put it under my name?
Sure.
Probably don't have to tell you.
No, I always need an... Wait a second.
Okay, you can put it under Celine.
Oh, I thought you were... I thought you were my lost love, Deborah.
Scene 2. Oh, my God.
I thought Deborah,
oh,
too.
Oh, we were right there. We were all in the pocket along with that poor, poor lumberjack.
Scene 3 comes from patron VIP Philippe, or Phil, who wrote, "Dear lovely alchemists, I'm just testing your new email, even though I am a patron. My last scene suggestion was apparently shite, but I take no offense. I still love you, maybe even more so. You see the rest of you? That's how that works. Best,
My new scene suggestion is also inspired by real life. It comes from a story from my Irish friend mentioned while reminiscing his childhood. He said, all boys Catholic school and all girls convent school across the road, they have to take the same bus back home after school. There is a lot of tension. Hopefully this one makes the cut. P.S. I still want Joey to tell us who's Slimo. Take care, Phil.
Oh, man, I'm so fucking horny. I'm so horny.
Yeah, me too. Sister Mary, just keep it together.
I'm just, so horny. Though.
I know. We've all taken an oath.
It's been years.
Sister Mary, just we took that oath of celibacy, okay. So let's find respect. Let's take a moment to pray.
Okay.
And let's let the feelings pass.
Oh, I pray
it's
that
it's almost
this...
summer vacation. We can't just, you know, for summer vacation...
Yeah, take a little vacation from our vows.
Father O'Leary, no, we can't do that.
Come on.
We're horny.
Come on.
He's horny. I'm horny. We can really work it out.
Father, sister, where do I get the bus home? I don't see it out front.
You're just going to follow this track right here, this gravel track?
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's going to lead right out to that gate. Just wait right there, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Father, sister.
You're welcome.
Just gone. Just a summer vacation. The kids are going to be doing bad things. We should be able to do bad things.
No, no. We lead by example.
Yeah, exactly.
They aren't watching.
They're already doing it.
The kids aren't
going to
be watching.
No, they're doing it because apparently y'all are doing it. What is going on?
We're not doing it yet. We're just so horny.
This is...
Hey, kids. This bus line, this is going to go to Main Street and 3rd.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so. It's just supposed to drop us off at home.
Just at home?
At our houses.
What did you say?
No one lives at Main and 3rd.
No, it's not. Yeah, I just need to get there. I got a meeting.
That's a financial district. New to bus driving?
No, I'm not new to it. I'm just a little lost.
Are you in finance?
My friend's in. I went to high school with him. He's in finance now.
Don't do it.
Uh-huh. No, tell him why, Tommy.
Business plan is great. I just come under him.
Don't do it.
And I hire
time and time again, the blue collar worker, the laborer, puts all their hard earned savings into a good idea. And time again, they lose that nest egg. Better yet, if I were you, I would invest in a low something ETF. What's that word?
Oh, tell me. You seem like a smart kid. Keep going.
Hold on. Wait, I'll ask my friend. What's that word? Low what? Low risk?
Spaghetti.
Low spaghetti index fund. Index fund.
Low spaghetti index fund.
Or if you want.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Welcome to Chase Bank. How can I help you?
We're here with him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So your children, that's fine. There's some lollipops over there if you'd like some.
It doesn't say 18 please. And up, so I can bring these kids in.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you be able to have kids at a bank?
We want to talk to his friend who has a good idea.
Yeah. All right. Who are you looking for, sir?
Pete McGrath.
Pete McGrath?
Yeah. Former guitarist for the Cumtones.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
That guy's a dirtbag.
Well, all right. Well, I have a meeting.
He stole my lunch.
What?
And then dumped the Coke all over my pants.
What's happening?
Yeah, I'll get him for you, buddy. Yeah, I'll get him for you.
I feel like he editorialized unnecessarily and just could have answered your request.
Right.
I like the information added to the character.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Well, he's a good old friend, so. Pete!
Whoa!
I'm out. No way. No way.
9,500.
No way.
What do you mean, no way?
Hi, Pete. How do you do? We are in sixth grade. No need to introduce us individually, but we would like to hear what plan you have for this bus driver.
I imagine you must want a signature because I used to play for the Cumtones.
What's the plan?
Huh?
They want to hear your financial idea for me.
Well, it was just for you and me. I don't know if we can let everybody in on it.
No, they're not going to get in on it. They just want to approve it.
Oh, they want to approve it. Well, what it is that it's you're going to be at one level below me, and you got to keep this in the DL because I'm not supposed to be doing this at Chase Bank.
But, Pete, can you speak up a little?
I'm trying to keep it low because that guy that you sent over to me,
Ryan, he's a real piece of shit, okay?
Hey, cum tone guy that works at the bank, can I pitch you something real quick? So my dad kind of freaked out during the pandemic and got way too much toilet paper. I'm talking a garage full. And I'm thinking about starting a cryptocurrency with it called Shitcoin.
Oh, good one.
I don't think you understand how crypto works.
Pete, I don't think you understand how sarcasm works. We're pulling your leg. No way is our bus driver friend here going to give you any money unless you can give us...
Father O'Leary, Sister Mary, what is this I'm hearing?
I didn't know.
It's a pressure. It's a pressure.
It's always a pressure.
It's got to be relieved.
You relieve it through prayer.
I'm crossing my legs hard.
And you better do the sign of the cross while you're at it.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, good God, help me.
Oh, he will, but only if you really, really, really...
Father McAvoy.
Yes?
I understand you've been talking to the other people in the parish.
I have.
And?
Father Fitzy, seems like we've gotten some reports that maybe you're not who you say you are.
Okay, fine, fine. I'm not perfect. Who is? I'm just an Irish Catholic priest.
Father Mitchell, listen, we're getting all the way over at the temple that things aren't going so well at the parish. What's up?
I think we have an infiltrator. Somebody who's moved. Excuse me?
What kind of infiltrator? What can I do?
Rabbi Jackenstein. Hey, listen, us youth counselors here at the Christian Youth Camp hear that... Hear that you might be having a little trouble. We want to invite you guys to our Wednesday morning worship. It's all electric and it's all.
Hey, youth counselor Jefferson, come on in here real quick.
Whoa, what's up?
Yeah, this is the Wiccan Council. We just want to have a quick chat with you about what you're doing to serve the devil. First of all, if you could start telling us how you're trying to promote evil throughout the world.
Okay. That'd be great. I think I want to speak to everybody here in the cloaks. I can't see your faces, but I know you're there.
Don't worry about the
Exhibit
faces.
Exhibit A. My tips are bleached, are they not?
Look good.
Right on, right on. This puka shell necklace is saying something, is it not?
We're not sure about that one.
And then lastly, look at how I sit on the back of this chair.
Yeah.
I'm inviting Satan into every worship I do.
All right, well, go back and tell the rabbi you were talking to.
Clergymen of all sects and all religions, I call this meeting, clergyman's not the right word, but you get it. I'm calling this meeting because we have some concerns. We have some concerns that not just one of you, our previous concern was that one of you was Miss Doubtfiring. And let's be honest, it was Father Fitz. Yes.
Are these the right boots for this meeting?
If they're alligator, yes. If they're anything else, absolutely.
Nah. I was told I would need to show my boots, so I'm doing that. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
Nice boots!
It looks like they're great boots. Okay, so I'm going to just laser focus back. Mrs. Doubtfiring. Father Fitz. Okay, sure.
Is this Dippio coffee?
Yeah, that's Dippio pour over. It's a carafe of Dippio pour over. Please help yourself.
Holy shit.
I thought pour overs were made fresh.
Hey, Jackie. Hello? It's Chris. Yeah.
Hey, Chris. Hey,
you answered.
Yeah. I thought about screening your call. But I didn't make it good.
So had you've also heard of Dippio?
Yeah, Dippio coffee. It's super good.
Is it like an East Side thing?
It's behind the Intelligentsia, and the Intelligentsia gets a lot of the fanfare. But if you go behind it.
Jackie, it's your turn.
James, enough. Come on.
You're hanging with James Heaney?
Yeah, I'm just giving him a bit of a rub down.
Wow.
Where's
Pat?
He's tight. Pat's at work, and I'm just gonna give him a bit of a rub down. It's just a massage thing. It's a deep massage.
I didn't even know you guys knew each other.
Strong hands.
What, Chris? What? Why are you calling me? It's 2 in the afternoon, dude. What?
I just felt like Jackie said that the Dippio is behind Intelligentsia. That doesn't seem like that doesn't seem real, dude.
Are you hurt?
But you said it. No.
Okay. I'll hang up.
It's checkmate, hey. Joey.
No, bullshit, dude.
God. Is that Kevin?
It's Kevin at a tool. Yeah. That was a tool saying it, but Kevin's here as well.
Oh. Okay. I think I'm going to hit up that coffee shop, see what's up.
Dipio?
Yeah.
Good luck, dude.
Wait, what do you mean?
That's jet fuel, man.
It's jet fuel. You know I like that stuff. But it is a real place, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And where do you think it is?
What?
Where is it located?
Welcome to Dipio. Before you order, can I get your name, please?
Wow.
Sister Susan.
Excuse me?
You can put it under it's actually Sister Mary, but write down Sister Susan. I like that.
Okay.
A little better.
I'm going to whittle you something real nice to have forever, and it'll say Sister Thank Susan. You. And you'll be...
If it's forever, then please put my real name, Sister Mary.
Okay. I'll change it. I'll get a new piece of wood and start over, but not a problem. So
Thank you so much.
You're beautiful. My name's Matt.
I'm beautiful? Yeah. You're beautiful. Is there a corner of this desk I can just...
That's our show for today.
Just grind away.
Oh, baby cakes. Sister baby cakes. What a wild, wonderful ride for today. Those of you patron members, Chris, do you want to tell everybody where you're coming from today for the show?
Yeah, I'm coming live from your home, specifically in what we're calling
the butler's pantry.
The drinks closet. That's what Jackie called it. I had some technical issues.
Sure.
And you were very gracious enough, right? What's the word? Kind enough?
Gracious is covered.
Yeah. To invite me over to record from your home, which is a lot nicer than my home. You know what I mean? So it feels good here. And I'm helping myself to a couple drinks. Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. This drinks closet is better than most people's whole home. So thank you so much. And thanks for having me.
Yeah. I love your home. That I've seen of it in our Zoom meetings.
Thank you.
So thanks for being here. Jackie.
Yes.
What room are you in?
I'm in a different room. I'm in the bedroom instead of the office.
That sort of tracks with a lot of the content today. Sure.
Pat needed the office. And so here I am in the bedroom. No problem.
It's Matt.
Oh, thank you. So sorry. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing.
It's Matrick. That's his full name.
I can't believe I messed that up.
It's Irish. Right? Just leave it alone.
That's right.
Yeah. Irish.
Well, thank you for being here as always.
Thank you for having me. And thank you. Welcome. Welcome to the barren wasteland that is my room.
Loving it.
It's barren.
James Heaney, let's stay on the theme. Where the fuck are you?
I'm in Sedona, Arizona. Behind me.
Don't, James.
Uh-oh.
You know what?
Oh, he showed us his ass.
Computers. You know what? I shouldn't move. There's computer pieces all around me. But I'm in Sedona, Arizona.
Well, enjoy. It's a beautiful place. In the world. Atul, I know where you are. I do recognize it. Thank you for being here today.
Thanks. No, this is wonderful. I'm just excited to be here, and it's great.
Yeah, it was really great having you, as much as I feel like this sign-off is kind of phoned in.
Yeah, I was trying to do a where am I bit, and I couldn't think of anything, and then the blue wall behind me, I really panicked. So that's all the emotions I went through.
The blue James wall seems very familiar, but to your left looks to be almost a bedpost.
It's not a bedpost. It's just a
lamp.
Wall. It's in the foyer, but it's a nice
phallic.
No, it's just a nice beam, support beam of some sort.
There's the word.
Yeah.
Support beam.
Which is
and Joey Greer, thank you as well.
Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
Is it though?
At times. And I am in front of a psychic shop right now.
Yes, you are.
All right. And that's just what people know that. So I am doing live reading. Just come on through. I'll be able to tell you what's going on in your past, present, future. Or you tell me.
Any of those psychic questions, please write to us at alchemythisemail@gmail.com. Let's thank Doug Bain. Fine folks at iHeartMedia. And the rest of you, thank you so much for being here today. Please be kind to each other. It's the easiest option. Until next time, I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, reminding you
to alchemy this.